Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you say sorry.
Good morning, Pensacola. Welcome back to the Andrew McKay Show. I am your guest host, Charles Thornton, at News Radio Pensacola 92.3. In the studio with us right now, we have Chris Broomer, Satoma Club of Pensacola. And Chris, I understand the Satoma Club has a big event coming up called Dragon Boat. Tell us a little bit about Dragon Boat and whatever else you have time for as far as the Satoma Club.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Again, the name is Chris Bruner. I'm the Sertoma chairman for the Dragon Boat Festival this year. This is our 10th year, so this is the 10th annual 2024 Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival. This year it's going to be held October 12th, 2024 at Bayview Park downtown. That's 2000 East Lloyd Street in the East Hill neighborhood. This is a charitable event. All proceeds from this event is going to go to the Gulf Coast Kids House and Escambia County Public Schools Foundation. The Gulf Coast Kids House, it's an advocacy center that basically provides all the services, professionals and services needed for the intervention, investigation, and prosecution of child abuse cases under one facility. So the kids don't have to be bounced around. The facility will also offer, mental health services for the children and parents. Then we also have the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation, and they help local students in Escambia County basically complete high school and be ready for college or the professional world.
Now, these students, how do you identify these particular students? How do you go out and is there a criteria? How does that work? Does the school, house come to you and say there's a need, and you don't get into that selection process?
Yeah, as far as the vetting for the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation, I'm unsure in that department, but their website definitely would give more information in that regard.
Okay.
But I don't know if there's definitely a financial need. I think it's just a matter of making sure the kids are getting through school.
Okay.
Whether they might need the money or not. Don't know.
Okay. But, Go ahead.
Yeah. But so all the proceeds from the festival will cover those two charities. But the festival itself, it's a day's worth of racing. It starts at 8 a.m. Goes to about 5 p.m. depending upon the number of teams that we have involved, but it usually wraps up around 5. But along with the races, we're going to have we got food trucks, we have arts and craft vendors, we're going to have some kids' activities, face painting, live music. So it's a true festival. Again, this year it's on October 12th, so hopefully we'll be out of some of this heat that we've been going through. And then this year, we've been awarded the Visit Pensacola grant, which is enabling us to advertise outside of the local broadcast area of our local television stations. So we should be pulling in a pretty big crowd to the festival this year.
In the past, how many boats? I attended the festival last year. So in the past, how many entries that we have?
Sure. We can accommodate a total of about 40 teams. Last year we had 21 that participated. But as I've mentioned before, we're still kind of in that recovery phase from COVID. We were close to 40 teams right before COVID hit, and we had to shut everything down. And due to that, a lot of the teams and companies that were participants, they either restructured, some closed down. The work environment changed, so we've been working hard to try and rebuild that participation. So this year, again, with the Visit Pensacola grant, we're hoping that will allow us to pull in some teams that we haven't been able to contact before and get them to be involved in the festival from here on out.
How do you reach out? What's the criteria for a team, and how would a team actually contact Satoma, you and the club, if they wanted to participate?
Sure. Well, they would just need to go to our webpage. The webpage is it's www.PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com. All the information for the festival is there, plus registration. You can register a team, and you can also register as a sponsor. So we're looking for teams and sponsors for this year's festival. We already have a few signed up, so you know, if you're looking to put in a team, do it now, because I'm really expecting the roster to fill up.
We're gonna take a short break, and we will be right back.
That's right, with your traffic on the fives, no accident to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on Highway 29, both north and southbound from 9 Mile all the way past the interstate, you're going to see some major delays. We've got some major traffic there. No accidents, though. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. Don't forget, today is the first day of school for Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa County. So you see the school buses out there. Make sure you give yourself extra time. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When I say brand names like BMW, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, you might think, hey, those are very nice cars. You spend extra to get them. They're luxury imports. You have to go to the dealership to get them serviced, right? No. In fact, there's a federal law that protects you in being able to go anywhere to get them serviced. You don't have to go to the dealership. And that means if the dealership is at a distance, like in Mobile or in Destin or something like that, you don't have to spend the money on the gas. You don't have to spend the extra money on going to the dealership. You don't have to waste the time of driving and hoping that the bayway isn't clogged up today. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on US 29. That's right. They just expanded. So they are at their second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, Highway 29, right across from the Super Walmart. So they have expanded out of that second place, and you can go there to get the same great service on your imports, on your domestic, on your diesel, on your gas, whatever the car is that you've got, or truck. CarClinicService.com online, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis and now US 29.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we have expanded our honors, advanced placement, and dual enrollment classes, started a middle school sports program, middle and high school orchestra program, girls beach volleyball program, and Santa Rosa is now a Space Florida Space Academy school district. Let's continue to expand the opportunities for our students. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Heard it from a friend who, heard it from a friend who, heard it from another you've been messing around. They say you got a boy.
Welcome back. The Andrew McKay Show, News Radio, Pensacola 92.3. I am your guest host, Charles Thornton. Let's continue with our guests in the studio here, Chris Broomer, Satoma Club of Northeast Pensacola. Chris?
Good morning. Just before the break, we were talking about registering teams or sponsors. You can do that on the website, www.PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com. And when it comes to the teams, the way the boats work, it's basically think of a long canoe with a dragon head on the end. To make a team, you need 20 paddlers, 10 paddling on each side of the boat, plus one drummer. The drummer drums the beat of the boat. And then we have a professional oarsman. We have a company, Dynamic Dragon Boat, that comes out. They provide the boats. They provide all the equipment. And you get a couple of days of practice prior to the event. So we're basically not just throwing you in a boat and saying good luck. You get a little, you get some education before the festival. So to make a team, that's the bare minimum. 20 people plus one drummer. That's the bare minimum. But we recommend having alternates because you can switch people out during the day. You know, some people get tired. Some people might get hot. And again, it's a party. Some people might get a little impaired, you know, so we got to have an alternate there. To make a team, you know, companies, groups of friends, church groups, Mardi Gras crews, you know, it just anybody can join, as young as 10 years old with a waiver from a parent. But we had and then up to any age, we had a group from South Florida come in last year, and I think their average age was in the low 70s, and they they came in second place last year. Zarzar Law, and I'm saying this in hopes to get another law firm to come in as a competitor, they win almost every year. So they need some competition.
Now, is that because the law firm has the money to go out and get the best?
Oh, no. These are employees of the law firm. They take this seriously. Rumor has it that they actually sit on the floor in the law firm and practice the rhythm of rowing. So it's a competitive sport. It's been around for a long time.
It's all fair.
Yeah. But, I mean, this sport, you know, it originated in Hong Kong back in 1976. But it dates back over 2,000 years back in China. So it's been around for quite a while, and it's picking up in popularity. So we've got another festival popping up locally. I can't remember the name of it or where it is, but it's becoming more and more popular.
We got – tell us about – we have one other thing, and then we're going to get right back to the Dragon Boat with the time we have left. Just mention the Hall Fest. Just a brief – give us a 30 to 45 seconds.
Oh, sure.
Of my favorite events.
Yeah, Northeastern Pensacola, Sertoma, we also do a Hog Fest. And the date for that is not, I can't get that off the top of my head right now, but it is on our webpage or the Facebook page for Hogfest. But what that is, it's a one-night event. It's a ticketed event. But basically, you buy a ticket. It covers two people. And the ticket also puts you into a drawing to win a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. But you have a choice. You can either take the motorcycle or $10,000 in cash. You know, your choice. Okay. But it's a reverse raffle. It's a night. It's basically a party. But during that, we have free food, drink. There's a silent auction and a live auction and live music throughout the night. It's a really good time.
one of my favorite events, and we can wrap it up with the Dragon Fest now, but I wanted to get the Hog Fest in.
Sure. Oh, no, that's a good time. That's definitely a good time. But yes, again, the Dragon Boat Festival, it's our 10th annual. It's going to be October 12th, 2024. And we're also going to be we're going to have an information booth at Gallery Night this Friday. So look for us. We're going to have a dragon out in front of our booth, but we'll have some flyers to hand out, be able to answer any questions. We can help guide you through registration, you know, whatever you might need.
Chris, I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing that information with us. And I'll be sure that I'll have a presence there somewhere at the Dragon Boat Festival. And thanks for all that. The Pensacola Satoma Club. Thanks for all the stuff that you do.
Well, thank you for having me on. And before I forget to mention it again, it is free to the public. If you just want to come out and see the races and enjoy the festival, it is free.
Thank you so much, Chris.
All right, thank you.
We will see you probably Thursday morning.
Yes, sir. Bright and early.
Okay. Take care.
All right, it's time for your Traffic on the Fives, brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with the Hartford community located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Purdon Boulevard in Crestview. I've got no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now, but we are seeing some delays if you are headed, southbound, from 9 Mile heading down toward the interstate and a little bit past the interstate in the southbound lane, seeing some major slowdowns there, just a volume of traffic. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five. Let's roll over and check in with Steve with the headlines.
Well, good morning. Ukrainian forces are as much as 19 miles inside the Russian border in parts of the Kursk region. A Ukrainian security official says thousands of troops have been deployed in the surprise offensive. The Russian army is acknowledging Ukraine's latest offensive. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is determined to block a Republican budget proposal that would cut around $2 billion from the CDC's budget. Schumer says the funding is necessary to track a listeria outbreak across the Midwest and East Coast. That bacteria is dangerous, particularly to people over age 65 or with compromised immune systems. Well, it looks like the Summer Olympics are over. The closing ceremony last night included appearances and performances from the likes of Tom Cruise, Snoop Dogg, Billie Eilish, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, as Paris is going to hand over the Summer Games to Los Angeles. Team USA won 40 gold medals and 126 medals overall. Yay, USA! And that's what's happening. John?
Welcome back to the Andrew McKay Show, 92.3 News. We have coming up next, we have John Roberts coming in from the Escambia County. He's the chairperson of the Escambia County Republican Party. And we're going to have Tommy Owens, and we're going to talk a little politics during the next 30 minutes. Anybody have any questions or anything? If you want to get to me, you can send a text at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We've covered a lot of areas this morning. A lot of charity organizations, the Red Cross, Satoma Club, Civitan. We've had Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs come in, and we've talked about a lot, but the next 30 minutes is going to be somewhat political. So, and I know, and as I always say, some people say, I don't like politics, I don't get involved in politics, but just as sure as you're a citizen of any county of the United States, politics control your life, has input. I won't say it controls your life, but it has some type of input into your life, whether you like it or not. Either you're going to get involved and participate, even if you're voting, you're participating, or you're not going to do anything and just sit on the sideline. But most people like it better when they have an opportunity to at least get out and vote and study the issues, and we're gonna talk about the difference within the parties when we get back.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Vice President Kamala Harris laying out some of her policy positions at a rally in Nevada this weekend.
Including to raise the minimum wage and eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Does that tip thing sound familiar? Well, former President Trump came out with a similar idea weeks ago, and his campaign is accusing his opponent of stealing the idea.
Well, when Kamala Harris isn't flip-flopping her positions, apparently her new strategy is just to copy ours.
Trump campaign communications director Caroline Sunshine on Fox. Lawyers for former President Trump tell Fox Business that they filed a claim with the United States for $100 million over the Mar-a-Lago raid and the prosecution of the documents case. Trump alleges he suffered invasion of privacy, malicious prosecution, and abuse of process. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31, 83 degrees right now and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Escambia County Area Transit was recently awarded a $21 million grant from the Federal Transit Administration for an electric bus charging station and workforce training project focused on boosting transportation reliability and improving air quality for residents in Escambia County. The grant's going to bring 9 35-foot electric buses and 4 electric cutaways to ECAT to replace the existing diesel-fueled 2006 and 2007 model buses. The new buses are expected to join the fleet by 2026. When students living in Pensacola Village and Gonzales Court went back to school today, they have an added accessory on their backs, backpacks filled with school supplies. That's the latest gift from the Pensacola native and NFL Hall of Fame linebacker, Derek Brooks. For the past 25 years, Brooks has been giving back to the community. Daryl Daniels from the Derek Brooks Charity says he has not forgotten his roots. The giveaway was held at the Woodland Heights Community Center, which sits in the shadow of Pensacola Village.
Derek Brooks believed that every child can achieve greatness, every child can reach their full potential, and no child is expendable. That's why we decided to choose this community, because he's a product of this community. His lovely wife, Carol, is a product of this community, who went to O.J. Sims Elementary School, and they have never forgotten where they came from.
And here's some good news. Florida gas prices dropped 13 cents a gallon last week, according to AAA. Yesterday's state average was $3.33 a gallon. That's the lowest daily average price since June 19th. The average price per gallon in Escambia County was $3.08, one of the lowest metro areas in the state. In North Escambia, a low of $2.92 was available last night at a couple of stations on South Highway 29 in Cantonment. The lowest price in Pensacola was $2.86 at a station on Pensacola Boulevard in East 9 Mile Road. A race driver died after a serious crash on the Southern Raceway track in Milton on Saturday night. That's according to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Southern Raceway identified the driver as James Fox. According to deputies, he was airlifted from the track to Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital. The race was canceled after the accident occurred. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. It will be a hot day today with temperatures warming up near 95 degrees. Mostly sunny skies with just a 10% chance of rain. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping the hot and sunny weather around for Tuesday, high near 96 degrees, 20% chance of rain. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, it's nice outside, but before we do that, let's check in with John Pickens for Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Just seeing one little minor accident. It's not going to cause you much of a delay, but I want you to be aware of it. At Perdido Street and Old Coryfield Road, again, no roadblock associated with that one. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Don't forget, today is the first day of school for Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. So you're going to see the school buses out there, so just make sure you practice your patience. Leave a little early, and you'll be just fine. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
Thanks, John. Right now, 83 degrees at Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton at 8:35. Next news is coming up at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And now let's check out what's happening in the financial world. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. The White House wants to make it easier for consumers to cancel subscriptions and services they signed up for. The Federal Trade Commission could finalize a proposal called Click to Cancel as soon as today. President Biden's domestic policy advisor acknowledged companies make it easy to sign up for a subscription or service, but consumers have to jump through many hoops to cancel before getting hit with additional charges. The reason is so companies can hold on to your money, unquote. The FTC proposal hopes to make ending a subscription as easy for consumers as beginning a subscription. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones average is up. Well, actually, it's kind of flat, Ryan. It's 0% at 39,499. S&P 500 is up 0.25 at 5,357. NASDAQ is up 0.44% at 16,819. That's Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use. And so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax. And a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. But you get it from Frontier, but if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax, or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can, because it helps, because it's nice, because it's being a good neighbor, because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Andrew McKay Show, News Radio Pensacola 92.3. I am your guest host, Charles Thornton. We have in the studio with us, as promised, the Escambia County Republican Party chairperson, John Roberts. John Roberts. And on the phone, we have Mr. Tommy Owens, lifelong Democrat, and I might say, a friend of mine from Atlanta, Georgia. And he understands politics from a Democratic perspective. And we have John on here. So we're going to talk a little bit of politics. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Let's kind of get started. I flipped a coin while you guys wasn't looking. And Tom, heads Tom and tails was John. So Tom, I got heads, so I'm gonna let you go first. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Tom, as far as being a Democrat and where you are, and what you believe in, why you think the Democrats should have an edge in this election. Just a brief. Tell us about yourself first, then we get into.
Well, as you said, you know, I am a lifelong Democrat.
Where did you grow up at, Tom? Tell us where you grew up at.
Actually, I grew up here in Pensacola. Retired from Pensacola in the mid-90s and relocated to Atlanta. And we've done well here. But, you know, deep down, Pensacola is still my home, so I do have some concerns for, you know, the city and, you know, where it's going. As for my stance as a Democrat, as I said, the values of the Democratic Party have always been those of mine in terms of their concern for the small person, you know, the working man, created an avenue so he can have a shot at those things that those who are in much better positions financially have. So that's really been a driving force behind my years in that area. Now, I will say in terms of the Republican Party, there was a time, you know, probably back to as early or as late as the Bush years, that I really supported a lot of the policies and decisions that were made by the Democrats. Things seem to have gone a bit south over the last few years. And so that probably is one of the things that kind of keep me to that position of following the Democratic values as opposed to those of the GOP.
Okay. Tom, I want to put this in. We did invite the local Escambia County Democratic chairperson to be on the program this morning, and we reached out to some other Democrats locally here, but the schedule would not allow it. That's why we have Tom on the phone. John, you heard what Tom had to say. I'm going to ask you the same questions that I would ask Tom. And
thank you very much. Yes. I'm a retired naval officer and a retired school teacher. So I've had a diverse background there. And I love the Republican Party. I've been a Republican since I was a teenager. I got very interested in it. And I love the history of the Republican Party. We're the party that pushed against slavery, and the other party was for it. We supported the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to give civil rights to everybody. We're the ones that opposed and fought the Ku Klux Klan. You know, President Grant sent troops down to stop them from all the evil things they were doing, and so on and so on. We're the party that, in the 1950s, when the Democrat governor wouldn't let 9 students into a Little Rock school, a Republican president sent troops in and made sure they attend. And even today, we see the Republican Party is still concerned about individual rights, about limited constitutional government, and making sure that the Constitution is enforced and not abused. We're seeing so much abuse right now, and it's terrible. We see attempts by the Biden administration to pass ordinances or executive orders that are simply not constitutional, trying to buy votes. He's trying to get rid of student loans, but he doesn't have authority from Congress. And the Supreme Court's had to call him on that. And we're seeing numerous attempts like that. And so now they're trying to pack the Supreme Court, just like Franklin Roosevelt did in the 1930s. And that's a very, very bad sign when you're trying to reform things through methods like that. The Republican Party's got a very positive agenda of being for individual rights, for individual freedom, supporting what the Declaration of Independence says, that our rights come from our Creator. They don't come from government, and government's purpose is simply to secure those rights.
Okay, we're gonna get Tom. Tom, do you have a response?
We need to go to traffic first.
We need to go to
first.
A traffic break.
That's right.
Yeah, let's go to a traffic break, and we will return shortly.
All right, we've got a vehicle crash with roadblock that happened North Davis Highway and North Cross Lane. That's before you get to I-10 if you're heading southbound there. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
If you've got a business, you've got employees. At least if it's growing, you do. And dealing with employees is great, but you also want to make sure that you don't have to frustrate yourself with the headaches of business ownership, like payroll, like human resources, like dental insurance, vision, life, disability, health, all of that stuff. And look, if me talking about that stuff is like, for you, you just gets you nervous and upset and you don't want to think about it and your eye twitches, like, I'm sorry, but that means you should do something different. And if it doesn't, if you're super happy, then great, ignore me for a second. But if there are issues, or maybe you just want to find out if there's a better way to do it, call Torgerson Causey. They're a locally owned and operated comprehensive employee benefits agency. We've been using them here at News Radio and Cat Country for about 7 years now, and they made a tremendous improvement for me and my family over what we had before. Better customer service, better answers, choices in plans that we didn't have before. All around, they're fantastic. No obligation to have them look at what you're doing. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access. A new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Oh man, he just won a little.
Wow.
Welcome back to the Andrew McKay Show, News Radio Pensacola 92.3. I am your guest host, Charles Owington. We have in the studio with us John Roberts, chairman of the Samuel County Republican Party. We have on the line Tommy Owens, resident, long time, grew up in Pensacola and currently in Atlanta. Tom, John gave a response, and you want? Would you like to respond to?
I don't want to sound disrespectful, but that was a very good politician type approach to the Republican Party. But I would say this, there are some areas in there that I agree with what he said, and then there's some areas that I would challenge. Historically, and I'm by no means a politician, but I've been around for a while, 75 years, in fact. And years ago, the Republican Party was known as the Party of Lincoln. And for the most part, black people were Republicans and voted Republican. But the challenge that we have is those values have changed over the years. I mentioned at the beginning of my discussion that, I think probably during the Bush years were, from my viewpoint, the last years where the Republicans were expressed concern and had an open mind to what everybody needed and what everybody wanted. One of the concerns that I see now, even with the current GOP front runner, the nominee, and he spoke earlier about the Constitution. This person has openly said that he wants to do away with the Constitution. So to defend the Constitution when your presidential candidate is saying that he wants to, get rid of it, that's somewhat of a contradiction in terms of what, your guest is saying.
I'm going to let John respond briefly to that. We have about 8 more minutes, 7 more minutes. John, you respond to that. Then I have something I want to put in. But John, go ahead.
Yeah, well, when he was president, Trump appointed solid constitutional conservatives to the courts because he wants to strengthen and preserve our Constitution. And they've done a fantastic job of doing that. And we see the opposition trying to overturn that. In fact, make threats against them. The Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, a Democrat, went to the Supreme Court and yelled at them and said, you better watch out what you're doing because you're not going to know what's going to hit you if you keep doing these decisions. What kind of threats are that? We had people actually going to the home of Justice Kavanaugh.
The Democrats are not.
Tom, 1 minute.
That's terrible. And we can't have that. So we believe in the Constitution. We want to see it strengthened. And we can't have these constant attempts to do it. And remember that although the Democrats always try to claim they're for the common man, but yet what do they support? When they say, we're not going to raise taxes on anybody making less than $400,000, but they put in policies that cause a 20% rise in prices in just 3.5 years. That hurts everybody. That's worse than a tax. Everybody's getting that.
I've heard both sides on this, and I think, Tom, when you look at the Constitution, I think both parties, I know the Democratic Party and maybe the other Republican Party, the Constitution, would you say if the judge, if the Supreme Court ruled on a decision, do you think that that decision should be upheld? Or you think that that decision should be ignored? Because right now, I think some of the decisions being made by the Supreme Court, do you think they're constitutional?
Well, as your guest just said, he indicated that the Democrats were in an attempt to pack the Supreme Court. With moderates, I guess you would say. But the reality of it is the previous president already packed the Supreme Court. So the decisions that are coming out of there, and we all watch the news. And just a real quick point to you, what your guest said there about taxing those that make $400,000 or more, that's out of range of regular people. We don't even, consider that as a legitimate argument. You know, if you're making $400,000 a year, you're really not suffering that much. But if you take in terms of the regular, you know, just a common man, you know, but those of us that probably make $100,000 or less, you know, we don't have a problem with those making those large amounts of money paying a little bit more. But in terms of whether those rulings that are coming out of the Supreme Court are fair or constitutional, yeah, that's questionable as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, I want to ask you a question, Tom, and then I'll ask John another question. African American blacks, we are one demographic, one group of people that nearly 85% to 90% of our vote is tied to the Democratic Party. Do you think that we've gotten any return on that particular investment? And some people say the Democrats take blacks, African American vote for granted, and the Republican Party kind of like ignore them. But we'll get into the ignoring part later. But what do you think? Have we gotten any return based on where we are today? Not those of, you know, just overall. For our 85% participation. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me respond this way. Most African Americans, blacks, whichever title we're going by these days, have pretty much stayed with the values of the Democratic Party because, you know, from a common man's perspective, our needs have been met. We felt like we were being listened to. Again, in terms of our income base, a lot of the needs in our income base have been supported by the Democratic Party. You know, we're not rich people, and that's probably in terms of demographics is also true. So, yeah, we as a whole have probably steered with the values of the Democratic Party because they have shown concern for people of lesser wealth.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, you don't really show concern for people who are of lesser wealth, but the socialist policies that they have put in. They put in these trillion-dollar spending bills that aren't helping people. I mean, they put in what they call an Inflation Reduction Act, but it doesn't reduce inflation, it increases it. And they're spending all this money on really phony Green New Deal type things. They're telling people they can't have a gas stove, they can't have a gas water heater. You've got to buy an expensive electric vehicle instead of one that's gas powered. Those are not things that help people of moderate or lower income. Those are things that are hurting them. So we want to be, we're concerned about that, and we want to see changes in that area.
I want to, the old clock on the wall is saying that we got to go. We got to get out of here. I don't know where we're going. We got to go somewhere. But I want to thank both of you for coming on. Tommy, I want to thank you for coming on, and I want to thank you, John, for coming on. It was a lively discussion, and I'm sure there was something in there that everyone can take away. Tom, thank you for coming on. And John, I want to thank you as well.
Okay, appreciate it, and I appreciate, you know, having the opportunity. And, you know, it's not a personal thing for me. It's just the case of
I know. I know. It's all politics. It's all good. Right. Thank you so much. It's all politics. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.